Untitled by Hans Beckhart, read by Twuzza Dark. Fandom Supernatural, pairing Dean Gordon, unrated. There's not a lot that surprises Gordon Walker. He's seen a lot in his life, a lot of darkness, a lot of evil, and you can either fight through it or you can let that evil drown you. So he wasn't all that surprised to see that Dean Winchester latched onto him like a dying man. He knew how close the kid was to his dad, and even if he hadn't, he'd be able to see it in Dean's eyes, in the way he moved. Gordon knew that sort of hurt, saw it loosen with every shot and story, creep out from under that wall he thinks is protecting little Sammy. He was surprised when Dean grabbed him not 5 steps from the steps of that bar and steered him toward that narrow alley, pushed Gordon up against that wall, and then just looked at him, waiting for Gordon to fight it, to ask why or what. He wasn't surprised because he hadn't thought about what Dean was offering. He isn't blind, Lord knows. He'd been reading Dean differently, maybe, thought he'd been getting daddy vibes the whole night, but that sure isn't what he's getting now. Gordon's first thought had been funny business, some sort of move like that one they'd laid on him outside the last bar. That had been a pretty good one. He can admit that he didn't see that one coming, so he's tense against that wall, Dean pinning his wrists down at his sides, loose enough that Gordon could break out of him if he wanted to, loose enough that it's on purpose. Dean doesn't make a move to stop him when he breaks the hold, just drops his hands back and keeps staring, waiting. He's close enough that Gordon can feel him breathing, all that heat just pouring off the boy, that same want he's been seeing all night. It's discipline that Gordon's seeing. What he heard about that dad of theirs, he wouldn't have expected any less. Dean flinches when Gordon brings his hand up. Not exactly the reaction Gordon's expecting. Not from the man who's still got that fang's blood on his face, high up on the hairline and just under his jaw, that soft spot he must have missed, cleaning himself up in Gordon's rearview mirror. It flakes away under Gordon's fingers, and that's when Dean does what Gordon's been waiting for, makes a sound that Gordon didn't think a human could make, and drops to his knees onto the cement, right there on the wet cement, with the bar's double doors not 5 feet away. He presses his mouth to the front of Gordon's jeans, eyes closed, Gordon's hand hovering over his head. His fingers stroke over Dean's cheek, curl around the boy's skull. Dean rolls his head in Gordon's hand, pushing into it like a cat. He lets Gordon hold him there as Gordon undoes his belt, pulls the zipper down. "Good boy," Gordon tells him. "Good boy." Dean cocks an eyebrow up at him, the first smile Gordon's seen on his face that didn't look like it hurt. He's glad to see it. Pain like that, there's no telling what Dean's doing to get through it. He saw it in the bar, saw it in the way Dean handled that fang, saw that fear on little Sammy's face. He sees it in Dean's face now, staring up at Gordon, that mouth wrapped around Gordon's cock. Still smiling when Gordon tells him to suck harder, take it deeper. Happy to take the orders. He'd been reading Dean right, after all. Not much of a surprise there. Gordon's a people person. Always has been. And if you enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for the author. You can contact the author through this story's post at amplificathon.livejournal.com. Recorded in May 2008.